Yes. Okay. Praise God. All right, my wife's going to sing for us this time.
Thank you. The virgin saints had a glory that was seen in the days before. But when Christ Jesus came, he brought them back to earth with him and joined to us in the marriage of the Lamb. Now we're together with the saints that have come down. We're together with the saints that have come down. In glorified flesh and bones, we are now found. And the Lord named us Christ, the wife of the Lamb. And we're rejoicing together with the saints that have come down. Oh, we're together with the saints that have come down. In glorified flesh and bones, we are now found. And the Lord named us Christ, the wife of the Lamb. And we're rejoicing together with the saints that have come down. This greater glory now excels in this secret place of the wife of the Lamb. And we see you, Lord Jesus, at this last trumpet sound. And oh, what sweetness abounds, for we are caught away together with the saints that have come down. We're together with the saints that have come down. In glorified flesh and bones, we are now found. And the Lord named us Christ, the wife of the Lamb. And we're rejoicing together with the saints that have come down. The virgin saints had a glory that was seen in the days before. But when Christ Jesus came, he brought them back to earth with him and joined to us in the marriage of the Lamb. Now we're rejoicing together with the saints that have come down. Oh, we're together. Oh, we're together with the saints that have gone down. In glorified flesh and bones, we are now found. And the Lord named us Christ, the wife of the Lamb. And we're rejoicing together with the saints that have come down. This greater glory now excels in this secret place of the wife of the Lamb. And we see you, Lord Jesus, at this last trumpet sound. And oh, what sweetness abounds, for we are caught away together with the saints that have come down. We're together, oh, we're together with the saints that have come down. In glorified flesh and bones, we are now found. And the Lord named us Christ, the wife of the Lamb. And we're rejoicing together with the saints that have come down. Oh, we're together with the saints that have come down and glorified flesh and bones we are now found. And the Lord named us Christ, the wife of the Lamb. And we're rejoicing together with the saints that have come down. In glorified flesh and bones, we are now found. And we're rejoicing, oh, we're rejoicing with the saints that have come down. Praise God. We love Amen. You, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Right
we praise you.
If you
praise
want
God.
To tell it. Right
Amen.
Book.
All right.
Be on the first part of this week.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. All right. Thank you for that beautiful song. Amen.
Thank you.
Beautiful day here.
And
we praise God for it. Just a bit cool, not too much, but it's just enough to let you know that we're coming into the springtime. Amen. Praise God. My wife left a note here that we got a book that's coming on. Be on the net next few days. Maybe in the next couple of days. The name of it is The Wife of the Lamb Was Never a Spiritual Body and Was Never Meant to Be. The Wife of the Lamb was never a spiritual body, never meant to be. In other words, it glorified. She's meant to be a glorified body. Amen. And she don't go into the realm of just being a spiritual body, but it's a glorified body. And we praise God for that. So the Lord's real, and he's moving by his Spirit. And we just appreciate him. Appreciate him real well. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're just so glad to be here today in the house of the Lord. Amen, and it's only the house of the Lord because we're designating it that for this time of worship and praising God and studying his word. Amen, and so that's why we call it the house of the Lord. It's not that the Lord dwells here all the time. Amen, but when we hear to worship him, he's with us. And we thank him for it. But he doesn't sit out here in the church, we'll call it, or this building to wait for us to come out. Amen. But he's moving by his Spirit, and he's blessing us. He's blessing us in so many ways, and we just praise him for that. Praise God. Amen. So here we are today, worshiping God in spirit and in truth. And that's what we're here for, to worship God in spirit and in truth, and learn about his word. Praise God. So today, we're just going to take a little thought here. The wife's Beulah land. The wife's Beulah land. Now, Beulah land was a place in the Old Testament here, and it dealt with Israel as far as the natural land. And praise the Lord, there'll be a Beulah land there. Amen, in the natural Israel. And it spoke of in Isaiah 62, and actually verse 4, where it's bring in the word Beulah, and that's the only place in the Bible it speaks of Beulah land in this specific way. Amen. But it's a place of praise, a place of deliverance, a place of rest, and just a place that they came when the the battle was over and so on. It was a place they longed for. Amen. And so we are at a place now not of battling and so on like that, although the enemy, he hadn't took a vacation and he hadn't moved off the scene or anything. He still has his ways of trying to get to us, but there, God's got a place. Amen. And therefore the early church, Paul called it spiritual or heavenly Jerusalem. Amen. And that was what they had for that time period. And it worked well, and it has worked well for the virgin all the way through till the marriage took place. Amen. And now, Beulahland speaks of a place of praise, and it speaks of here. So I'm going to read some in the book of Isaiah. And it's Isaiah 62. And then there's another place we may read just a little later. It says, "For Zion's sakes, I will not hold my peace." This is God speaking now. "And for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until the righteousness thereof goes forth as the brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all the kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Then shall also be a crown of glory. Okay, let me lost my place. Then shall also a crown of glory in the land of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of God." Amen. In other words, he's telling what's all the good things there. And of course, this was speaking of Israel. But what happened to Israel in the natural many times happened symbolically in the land of the church or the wife. Amen. So I want to read verse 4. Here it, verse 4 here, it says, "Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken." Amen. Just think how good that is, even to us. "Thou shalt be termed no more forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be barren or desolate, but thou shalt be called Hephzibah." And I didn't pronounce that big thing, big word exactly right, I guess. "And thy land, and thy land Beulah, for the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married." See? In other words, here's a completion and blessing. It's a time of blessings, and the time of the battle's over, the time of our righteousness showing forth. And of course there it's talking about the righteousness in Israel as they come to the land, the rejoicing. And they rejoiced in the Lord so much, sometimes they could hear, you could hear them. It said by one, I was reading in one man's writing, I believe they figured that time where they were to Jerusalem, about 2 miles away, you could hear the shouting and the rejoicing and so forth as they were coming into the land. Amen. So I praise God for that. And there's in the chapter 54 of Isaiah, the whole chapter there, and I won't read it, but you might want to read it in relationship to this. Amen. It talks about the glory, the blessings, and all the good things that is available, and all the things that God has given. Amen. So that's why we're borrowing their word, Beulah. Amen. And because of what it, the promise for those in the land, the blessing. Amen. The land shall be called Beulah. And so those are the things that we just praise God for. And here we could say our spiritual Beulah. Amen. It's a time of blessing, the time of battle being over, as far as the battle being won. But it doesn't mean the devil died. It didn't mean he laid down, went to sleep somewhere. Amen. He's still on the scene. And he still tries to, from time to time, maybe get to the people of God, the wife of the Lamb. Amen. But those are some of the great things that we get from reading that. And just reading in the Bible, chapters like I just mentioned here, it just give you some encouragement, and it makes you know, amen, that when God says something, that's what it will be. And we see, yes, the church fell away, just as Israel fell away. But now Israel's back in the land, and they're getting about ready now to just become all that God has provided for them. Amen. And so are the wife of the Lamb. Glory to God. So we're not so much a church as we know today, not out here. So if you identify us with a church, just the church, then that would be some liking there, because we're the wife. See, the wife, instead of a church, amen, the wife of the Lamb. Now, there is a people out there, and I brought this in. I feel like it's profitable to bring it in several times of late, that just because one is not the wife of the Lamb, and just because one is not just exactly in the fellowship or in Israel there or something of that nature, amen, it doesn't mean that we have less blessing, because God has so many things out there. And I was talking this morning there a little bit about how that there'll be people live eternally, probably, no doubt, that's living now, that will never get a glorified body, and they will never be a spiritual saint, as we speak of, because of the fact that they are created, and the purpose for them is to be a happy people, farming the land, taking care of the earth. It'll be the natural people, and you'll find that in several places in Isaiah, and also in the book of Revelation 21, 22 there, the last closing out of it, how they'll come up, and the nations of them that are saved, it said, not the saints, the nation. They'll be natural people like we are, glory to God, but there's no death sentence on them. Amen. And that's the way God does the wife of the Lamb. But the wife of the Lamb get a new body, glorified flesh and bone. But these don't. They stay in the natural all the way through. Well, you don't get through eternity, but they're people that God's going to let move right on into eternity, and they'll still be in their natural, but they'll have eternal life, because the death sentence will be gone. Death and hell is cast into the lake of fire. And when something's cast into the lake of fire, it does not ever come out again. That's why at the beginning of the millennia, the beast, the false prophets are cast in the lake of fire, the bottomless pit there. And the devil is just bound. He's bound for 1,000 years because his job will be to try the people that has been born and raised throughout the 1,000 years, millennia. Amen. But after that, the great white throne judgment, and then from there, it's eternity. Glory to God. And there will be a happy people. And that's kind of, when I read about Beulah Land there, it kind of reminded me of the great blessing. And so maybe we'll read that sometime again about Beulah Land. And just I just thought of it this morning there, so I didn't have the time to go through and get some of the good things on it. But maybe we'll touch that again. We'll bring the idea in, and you can think on it. Amen. So God's Word is wonderful. It's beautiful. And we appreciate it. And not only the Word there, but see, there's a spoken Word. Amen. And that spoken Word's coming forth now in the wife of the Lamb, not just the preacher. And I've been bringing this in of late, and maybe not of late, but been doing it for quite some time. Amen. That even the smallest one, glory to God, in God's kingdom, the that's ordained to be part of the glorified saints. Amen. The wife of the Lamb. Amen. All can get revelation from God because all has a relationship with God. And we never want to feel like that we can't get it until the preacher preaches first. I heard a preacher talking. Well, actually, it was a man testifying in church. And he was testifying. He was saying that the Lord gave him a great thought, great revelation, and it was really beautiful, but said, I can't say anything about it publicly till the preacher preach it, because it's got to come through the preacher first. Well, that there just doesn't fit Scripture. It doesn't fit what God's doing. Amen. It doesn't fit the fact that we are the wife of the Lamb and we have His mind. Amen. And so we know these things here, that the mind of the Lord, amen, we have the mind of the Lord, and we have a right, and I'm talking when I say we, from the those that would be one that you think might not receive so much from the Lord. Those are the ones from time to time God will surprise you. Amen. So we had a brother come to church here, and many years ago, and he didn't get education. That's pretty much a lot of folks in this in the country, in the mountains. They didn't go to school except maybe days when they weren't needed to do certain other works. And so he didn't have any education at all. Probably couldn't write his name. Most of folks in here, they make X for the name and let someone else sign it. Amen. So that's was back, oh, many years ago. So I'm 85. Will be 86 April 28. And back many, many years ago, there was not any education much, except those that was in the more like in town or something like that. The mountain folks, not many of them went to school or anything of that nature, at least in the mountainous area where I live. And so sometimes God would give something. Well, the fact is, one of the brothers come to church here, and he says, I've got a question. if you don't mind. I said, okay, go ahead. Be glad to hear, and we'll answer it if possible. Answer it if we can. He said, I know that there are going to be people in the millennia. So I'd been preaching on it. He knew it. He said, but when you go in that eternal age, eternal time, I believe he said, will Israel still be the nation, and will there still be people on earth like this in that eternal time, or however you want to say it? And he tried to word it the best he could, but the point was, he was asking, will there still be people that in the natural that love the Lord, that knows these things, and in the realm of those that takes care of the earth? Amen. And it was such a surprise to him when he found out from the word that by hearing the word and so on. And mind you, he couldn't read at all, and I don't think he could sign his name, but yet he could hear and he could understand. And one brother afterward, he said, that question today, said, that really shocked me. Said, the brother doesn't know how to read or anything, and how could he ask a question like that? How's he getting these things? And so he was surprised. This man that was talking to me was a man that was educated, and he was thinking that the brother, he was just surprised that the brother was getting these things when he didn't have any education or wasn't knowledgeable of a lot of things that some of the other folks were. But this goes to show that God can take one that you think might not be someone that would be getting something. Amen. They sometimes get more than those that are educated, and they can ask the question that sets us back on our heels, we'd say. Amen. But we answered the question for him, and he was blessed and so on about the people there that goes into eternity after the millennia. But he said, I know in the millennia this will be and that'll be, but how will it be when you get on over there? And those are some of the things that only those that would really be concentrating could ask the question like that, or would even think to. And so that's one the brother came to me after service, or called me maybe after service. So the question the brother asked, and he called his name, says he said, how could he ever ask the question like that and know enough about that word to ask the question? Well, the thing was, amen, he was a child of God, and God can give a dream, a vision, and that has nothing to do with your educational status or anything of that nature. Amen, because it's Brother Brown's God's prophet for the age, Laodicean age. He was not very educated. And then Brother Jackson, I believe, he said he finally got through the seventh grade or something of that nature, or the fifth grade. I forgot what it was. But God used him tremendously in explaining the word. So he explained that millennia and all those things, and it sure was a blessing to me. So we have a God that is great, and that Beulah land that we're speaking of here, amen, it was a place there that they wanted to go back to Beulah land. And it was a place there that that blessings of God, and God began to tell. He began to talk about the city or the place of Beulah as though it was the people, and although it was a natural place. But to us, it's be a spiritual place, the only way we could use it. Amen. So we see that, and we can see now that God has his way. And that's the thing we need to understand about us today. God has his way. He chooses whom he will, and He just makes it come to pass, and sometimes he'll use people that you might think that they wouldn't have the ability. And the thing about it is they don't need the ability, because God gives the ability to understand certain things. And he sometimes may want to give us a good jolt and let somebody ask us a question like that, that we might not feel like would know the answer to it. And I've had that experience many, many times, as from time to time we've had some question and answer and so on like that. I've had many, many times people that ask questions that you really got to dig down to get the answer. You got to be on your toes, we'd say. Amen, to answer and make sense out of the answer. But that's where we're at now. We're at a time where God is moving in such a way in the realm of blessings. Amen, not so much in the realm of sending us out in revival, and I've come through that, and it's a time where we used to go to Pentecostal churches, and they would preach to us that we need to get out and get somebody saved, and we need to do all we can, and we need to testify, and we need to give out gospel tracts there, and be constantly working to improve on our salvation and please the Lord. But then we spoke, I believe, a couple of weekends ago about that rest, entering into the rest. Amen. And there's a rest, and we've entered into it. And I was preaching on the wife of the Lamb. Amen. And things that she, that is right for her at this time. And I said something about we hope. You know, we hope. But my wife caught that. She didn't catch it while I was preaching. But when she heard the tape back, she brought it in that I said, we hope. Amen. The wife hoped to be the wife or something like that. And she said, you know, that kind of goes against what we've been saying. We are the wife. And so it's just goes to show, I like for people to be on their toes, because myself as a speaker, I try to speak and not make too many slips, but from time to time I do. And so we just praise God that we're moving right on, and God's blessing us. But this Beulah, that came to me this morning, that word Beulah. And I thought, well, what about that Beulah land? I've never really studied on that as anything specific. So I asked my wife, could she get that for me on the computer, so I wouldn't have to go through and try to. Well, the fact is, I didn't have the time to do it this morning. But I felt like that was about the only thought that really was on my mind. But when I begin to read it, I begin to get some surprises there. It's about the blessings be blessed, and how to sing praises to God and those things like that. Just for instance, we take here in Isaiah 54. Here was another place here in the book of Isaiah. I like that book of Isaiah. It's 66 books, and 66 books in the Bible. And some says it kind of goes over all those things somewhat, and I'm not too sure about that. I've never really studied that from that standpoint. But here in Isaiah 54, it says, chapter 54, it says, sing, O barren, thou that did not bear, break forth into singing, and cry aloud, thou that did not travail with child, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretched forth in curtains of heavens. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, strengthen thy stakes. In other words, don't look down at this thing's over with and this thing's for the wife of the Lamb. Amen. We're living in a great time. But it's more of encouragement. Amen. And it points you from the word Beulah. It'll put you over here into Isaiah 54. So when you get there, you'll find out it has to do with blessing. It has to do with praising of God. And it has to do with what God wants us to do. Amen. Be joyful. Amen. And it says, so the battle's over and we've come into the place that God ordained for us. And it's a beautiful place. And he wants us to recognize that. And so this was relating to, if you care to read the whole chapter here of 54. It's really good. And I think you'll rejoice over it. Praise God. So we just praise the Lord and thank him for what he's doing today. And it gives me some comfort over from time to time I reading the Bible. I might feel a little weary of it, and because I guess I've read it through a lot of times and all. But God's moving on, and now, amen, God's begun to give revelation for the last few years. And, of course, we've been writing the books and so forth that has a message, amen, of glorified flesh and bones, see. And when you read in the Old Testament, you don't get that. But you do get the blessings of God. And God pointed this one place out, Beulah. And you might wonder why. That's the only place in the Bible. But the thing it is about it, it's what surrounds it, what's said about it, and what's said in relationship to it. It's blessing, praise, and honoring, and let your righteousness go forth. And the Gentile kings will speak of it, and they'll see the glory, and on it goes like that. But there's no negatively connected with it. Amen. Which tells me that as we look at that, there come a time when the being negative about something, and then it's definitely not profitable when you're in the time of rejoicing, say. Amen. Some people I've noticed I bragged on them a little about something they did real good. And they might come back saying, well, I don't get much blessings. I don't do this and on like that. And they begin to talk with negativity when I was really, really wanting them to look up and see what God's done for them. Amen. What God's blessed them with and what revelation God has given. And you can find no room for being negative. Amen. So God spent a lot of time there in the Old Testament with Israel encouraging them and telling them where God brought them from and just on down like that, which shows me that mankind has been basically the same in their thinking all the way through. It needs from time to time we'd say a shot in the arm, we would say. And that's my saying there. Get us to look up and realize what God's done for. And we look around sometime that we could always find something negative. But when we look in this Word and we look at who we are and we look at how God has brought us thus far and how that we've become the very wife of the Lamb. Now it talks about on this about marrying the Lamb and so on like that. And so there's a wedding that has taken place in Revelation chapter 10. Glory to God. And so all these things, it's just something that lifts us up. But he put a lot of time in rejoicing, praising God, and glorifying the God of heaven. And so God cares for his people. And he says, you're the apple of my eye. Now, I tell you, that's a good thing right there. And it's just something, it's a blessing. Rather than, I brought this in sometime back, and I hope you don't mind me, since I'm on this and on the subject of being lifted up and glorifying and the land, the Beulah there, about the two preachers that had a tent over in my area many years ago. So I didn't personally know them, but not being in meetings or anything at that time, I decided to go sit in on the meeting. And I got some surprises, not too much, because there's Pentecostals back in those days. The Pentecostal preachers, they really came down hard. And if they didn't preach real hard in school and things of that nature, there'd be many people say they wouldn't like it too good. Amen. They think it weren't very good preaching. But he was there, and the preacher was there tonight I was talking about. He said, I'm going to bust your hide tonight. I'm going to split your hide. And said, tomorrow night, brother so-and-so is going to come and rub salt in it. We're going to get you people straightened out, or you'll know, at least you'll know we've been around. And like that, you know, real hard. And people are, come on, brother, come on, brother, you know, of that nature. They were really backing him up in what he was saying. But when you get to that word Beulah land, the thing God says about it, and the verses below here, I didn't read it today, but it talks about old Jerusalem. So it was there in the city, or there nearby, or in that land that would be the natural land. But what God did for them, amen, the 12 sons of Jacob and all that, bringing the tribes in. See, God blessed them, and God gave many, many great blessings, and the Lord was with them, and he kept telling them that I'm with you, and I'll do this, and I'll do that. But yet, we as human beings, we sometimes look at the negative things going on, and we kind of lose that shouting, that joy, that blessing, and those things like that. But I tell you, we've come through the long church age journey, and that was some of the preachers I was telling you about, even in my time, earlier time in Christianity. It was real hard preaching. You had to preach hard, what to say. You got to beat them in line, and so on like that. You got to bring the whip. And one brother got to preach here, and that's been many years ago. So he got a pan of water and had some Kool-Aid, and he put in the water or some kind of a real red liquid they had. So he put his hand in it, and he raised up his hand. He says, blood will be on your hands if you don't get out and begin to get out starting tomorrow, and maybe even tonight, and testify, be a witness, and all these things. But when you talk about Beulah, it talks about the blessings after those things. Amen. There's a song about Beulah land. I don't remember exactly what it was. I believe my wife used to sing it. And about the Beulah land, old Beulah land. I long to be there, or something of that nature. But actually, Beulah land, as per name Beulah, that was it connected right with Jerusalem. And and everything that connected with Jerusalem, like it brings in the spiritual side of it to the wife of the Lamb. And therefore, I feel like as Israel is very near getting the promise of God, that there will be certain things happen among us. Amen. And is happening among us. And the next thing in Israel, as far as I can see, and I don't try to give all this will happen, that'll happen, then this will be the next step, that'll be the next step. If we do that, sometimes we don't get all the steps in the right place. But there's two prophets to appear. And, of course, those two prophets, and they will have on them the spirit of Moses and Elijah. That's according to the ministry of what they did. And they will prophesy. And that'll be after Israel make a covenant there with the Antichrist, or the beasts of Europe, the ten-horned beasts of Europe. That will be after that. They'll come and rebuke them for doing it, because God has just put everything in their hand, give everything to them, and then they somehow or another kind of the natural political situation, and I don't want to get in on this too much, because that's not my thing here too much, but they'll make some political covenant and so on like that. It gets in Daniel, the book of Daniel, about towards the last of it, and also in the book of Revelation. And we have all those things in the writing, in the interpreted book. Amen. So Barbara went to get a hair fix, I believe, yesterday or the day before yesterday. And we'd give some books there. And the same lady who cut my hair, too. She was telling about the books she's read and all that. And one lady there that was pretty heavy on denominations that likes to go, that she was training. And she said, I'm thinking about letting her borrow one of them books you gave me. And Barbara asked her, said, have you read them? She said, oh, yeah. Said, I really enjoyed them. And so on like that. But the thing there that this message is coming forth, and we never know who's going to enjoy it. Amen. And who's going to receive it, and who's going to be blessed by it. But we know it's for the wife of the Lamb. Amen. So she says, yeah, I want to let her read this books, you know. So that's a good thing, that some people, they want to, when they get a hold of it, they may not be part of it themselves or something, but they say, that's good. Then others, of course, go the other way. But the thing is, God's moving in this hour in such a way. Amen. So, but that one hope he put in there when things was going bad for Israel, and as they come, he brings in a name, the Beulah, and that will be no longer called Hezbollah or something, but Beulah. And they begin to tell about all the blessings. Amen. And I believe that spiritually, we don't make a doctrine or don't say there's a place called Beulah that will be of importance to us. Amen. But when the marriage took place, I think Revelation chapter 10 would be our Beulah if we had one. And the marriage took place, and the blessings of God is flowing, and that's what we want to rejoice over. That's what we want to praise God about. And that's why we want to look up and never look down and never feel discouraged and never feel like we might not make it, and never feel like we must do this or we must do that in order to be pleasing or if we're going to make it. No, those are not the days we're living in. It's the days of the blessings of God when he's blessing us abundantly. Amen. And we just praise God for that. Amen. Thank God for the water. Amen. We praise God for all these things. And again, we want to take and those that might not, you might not think is quite as spiritual or getting something that from the Lord, they might, God might just give them something to shock you a little bit. Amen. Give you something that you hadn't even thought about. And as they read the scripture, find something in there. But then we have the books. Amen. And they're,
that's our Beulah Land.
Right? Yeah, that's our, Barbara just said, that's our Beulah Land, the book.
That's
Yeah, and that's, yeah. So he says there, he'll give us new language. Where was that? Was that 62 or, and then 54, too, it got, but it says he'll give you a new, you'll have a new language or something of that nature. One, I was just reading on that. I don't know exactly what scripture is. When I get up to preach or talk, I don't usually go back and try to find them. Amen. And this just came to me just before I came out here, and that's why I hadn't gotten, but that gives us something to read, something to think about. Amen. And one of the things, we're living in a glorious time. Amen. When we get into these books, you get started on one of them. I started on one of them the other night. I read the whole, read the chapter, and one of the books, and it got me. I was in Beulah Land then. Amen. And everything, the praises of God and the joy of the Lord. Amen. So count yourself in Beulah Land. Glory to God. Now, in the spiritual, but don't associate too much with Israel. They got theirs, and they got two prophets will tell them about. And then from that place, there'll come 144,000, amen, telling people not to bow down to the beast and so on like that. But the age of the wife of the Lamb will already have run its course, and all they will all be in and so on. As we come through some of those terrible times. Amen. In other words, they won't have the privilege of hearing and reading and getting themselves tuned up, we would say, by reading it. But everybody will find their place in God, and they will be happy. Those natural people. Oh, I was just thinking about this morning before I got up. Amen. How that their land and farming their land and all that. Amen. That all that will come to pass, and they'll be so happy in it. And they, just because they're not the wife, they're not going to be less happy. And we being the wife, they'll be proud of us, because there John talked about us, and he's a Jew. Of course, he wouldn't be part of the wife of the Lamb. He'd be one set on 12 thrones to judge the 12 tribes of Israel there, one of those. Amen. But he says, he saw the wife. He said, let us be glad and rejoice. I mean, he was a rejoicing about it, although he weren't specifically part of the wife, we would say. But he was praising God and telling the other brethren, rejoice, look here, there's a wife. And so I've been bringing this in lately so that we will be steady at the wheel, we would say. We want to bring in, let it be known that there's people, although they might would, they just shake their head and walk off almost at some of the things that God has revealed and what God's going to do. Amen. Like the lady I told you about the other week that Barbara and I was talking to, and she'd read the book, and she's just praising the Lord about it. She said, but there's one thing you said, you brought in, I'm not sure I can go along with. Said, you said there's a millennia and that we would live here on this earth. And says, I don't want to live here on this earth. I'm going to go to heaven. And so we didn't bother to, and our time was limited there, but we didn't bother to try to press something on her, knowing this, that the wife of the Lamb, God will deal with our hearts. Amen. And he'll make it just where that they understand what they're supposed to understand. And those that don't understand, we don't look down on them. We don't think they're less in God. Because if they're fulfilling God's plan, amen, whatever it takes, that's what it'll be. I used to be a builder, and there were some that dug the foundation, poured the cement and all that for a building. And they were just as important as that finished carpenter that goes through and take and get everything just right inside. Have a list of the things. The ones by the house, a lot of time, would have to go through and look, inspect, and sometimes get someone else to inspect, and then put a list down and go through. And then the finished carpenter, he would go through and fix everything that wasn't just up to the buyer's pleasing. And each one had their job, and each one was very important. Well, there's a group of people, amen, individuals that's married to the Lord, that makes up the wife of the Lamb, amen. And the wife of the Lamb has the right vision, and the wife of the Lamb does not try to condemn someone that don't see as much as we see, but we always make available, amen, to whosoever will, we would say. And we make it available, and then they do with it as God ordained. They might read these books and say, hey, I enjoyed reading it, but there's a lot I can't agree with, or something like that. They might even do that. But at least we are making it available, and we're just worshiping God, and we're enjoying it, we're praising God, and let's say we've arrived at our bureau, amen, and these books are our bureau, the Spirit of God, amen, the Spirit of Christ that has came to this earth in Revelation chapter 10, amen, and all the false religion, they begin to fall away. But in that false religion, there'll be a people, even at the middle of the week, because the 144,000, they'll be there preaching, don't bow down to the beast and all these things. Amen. And they're preaching to a people to preserve a natural people to go into eternity, go into the millennia, and live throughout the millennia, repopulate the earth, and then go on into eternity. Amen. So while the wife of the Lamb, she's that always. She's the wife, and she's the queen. Amen. Of her King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. So today we just wanted to, after reading this, and that just came to my mind, and I didn't read it till after it came to my mind. I hadn't even thought of it. But I began to see, and I'm going to reread it and see what all surrounds Beulah Land. Amen. And then it says Beulah Land, then it says, oh, Jerusalem. So that puts it right there as a natural land and for a natural people. But see, we're in the spiritual land, amen, and we're a people that's taking on glorified flesh and bone, and we'll be of a different order of saints, amen. The wife of the Lamb, there's nothing no higher, amen. That's what Paul no doubt had in his spirit when he said, I press for the prize of the mark of the high calling. Glory to God. He knew. He was one that wanted to wanted the full or the fullness of what God had for him. Amen. And so we just praise God for and his writings and all. And now here in this last day, amen, here's another writing, and it's bringing forth a word. Amen. It'll accomplish its mission. Amen. As we accomplish that. Amen. So we praise the Lord and thank the Lord for moving the way he did. Amen. And the way he had. And we just feel like this little speech this morning, our sermon, will be something that will be a blessing to you. So let us just bow our head in prayer at this time and close now. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come to you, praising you, thanking you, and glorifying your name. Amen. And we just love you with all of our heart. Amen. And just thank you for all these things. Thank you for the rest and peace that you've given us, that we don't have to be worried about or we're missing it or any of these things, that you've brought us through the proper word. So we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right, Bobby, you got something here for? Amen. Everything else. On. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I just want to say the message was preached, it wasn't too long ago. It was called "The Wife is Living in a Glorious Time." And if you go back and read that, we put it in book form or hear the audio, then you will see the wife's Beulah land. Amen. And the wife's Beulah land was created when we got married because we came into a heavenly place that had never been before. So we couldn't look back to the Bible for it, just from what Paul prophesied about concerning, you know, getting married and all that. But we had to have a new and pure language. Yes. So the writings of these books that we've been doing is showing our Beulah land, if you want to use that word, from the Old Testament. In reading those, you see all the blessings, especially the wife is living in a glorious time. That right there is bringing in the blessings of the wife of the Lamb, the fine linen, clean and white, the new and pure language, the righteousness of the fullness of the faith of Christ, the new name in everything. And I praise the Lord for that, that we can go directly to that, to this message, the wife's message of glorified flesh and bones. And we don't have to go over and draw from the main book of redemption, which is the Bible, to get that. Because what we have came out of the Bible. Yes, and it's living word, and it's in a people that's being manifested and showing forth that we're taking on glorified flesh and bones. And so you can actually say the glorified flesh and bones is our Beulah land. And I just praise the Lord for that and for him showing us that and all the messages that he's given us to lay in these books and everything that is our very own, that we don't have to go and borrow from what other people have said in the past. We don't have to borrow from it because he gave us a new and pure language to speak, and that's what he wants us to speak. And I'm thankful for that he showed me that and he gave me that word that I could speak that was our very own. And I just praise you, Lord. We've sung the songs of Zion and the days gone by, and the crossing of Chile Jordan we testified, glorifying death and what it would bring, until the Lord gave us a new song to sing. Oh, let's praise the Lord that he gave the wife a new song to sing.
For we laid death aside, and no more can it override, 'cause we're the physical glorified wife. Oh, let's praise the Lord that he gave the wife a new song to sing. For we laid death aside, and no more can it override, 'cause we're the physical glorified wife. Our vision is clear as crystal in this moment of time, and death no longer comes to mind like we once testified. For the pure river of the water of life took a permanent place in us, the Lamb's glorified wife. Oh, let's praise the Lord that he gave the wife a new song to sing. For we laid death aside, and no more can it override, 'cause we're the physical glorified wife. Oh, we've sung the songs of Zion in the days gone by, and the crossing of Chile Jordan we testified, glorifying death and what it would bring, until the Lord gave us a new song to sing. Oh, let's praise the Lord that he gave the wife a new song to sing. For we laid death aside, and no more can it override, 'cause we're the physical glorified wife. Our vision is clear as crystal in this moment of time, and death no longer comes to mind like we once testified. For the pure river of the water of life took a permanent place in us, the Lamb's glorified wife. Oh, let's praise the Lord that he gave the wife a new song to sing. For we laid death aside, and no more can it override, 'cause we're the physical glorified wife. Oh, let's praise the Lord. Praise the Lord that he gave the wife a new song to sing. For we laid death aside, and no more can it override, 'cause we're the physical glorified wife. Oh, we've laid death aside, and no more can it override, 'cause we're the physical glorified wife. Yeah. Praise God. Yeah. Praise God. I just want to make mention of something here. Okay. I just want to make mention of taking some flowers. I guess it was yesterday or the day before. I think it was the day before yesterday, out to the graveyard. And while I was standing there, I was just thinking about, looking around at the grave sites and all of that. And as I was going back to the vehicle, I had a thought come to me, that I couldn't yield over to the grave. See, I can't yield over to that because I've already yielded over to this. Yeah. And this is, I've already yielded over to life, because we were baptized into life, not into death. That baptism for the dead, for the dead, has been undone, and it's no longer activated. For people that's become the wife of the Lamb, we had to be baptized into life to take on glorified flesh and bones. So I couldn't give myself over to the grave. I can't yield over to that. But because I have yielded over to this, and I praise the Lord, that was just a little something that he gave me, which I already knew that, but it just seemed to really be highlighted to me. And I appreciate that. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Thank you, Barbara. Amen. So we just praise the Lord today for all these good things. Amen. And we just appreciate him. And there's so much we could say about what he's done, but I went over a good bit of it here today. And just thank him. Amen. Because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. So we'll be dismissed this time. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the service. Thank you for the singing. Thank you for Barbara's testimony. And Lord, we just praise you for all the good things that you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.